Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Imagine uncovering the secrets that others missed. A hidden clue, a silent witness, a twist that changes everything. I'm Carter Roy, host of Murder True Crime Stories, a Crime House original podcast. Join me every Tuesday as we dive into a famous solved or unsolved murder case. Follow and listen to Murder True Crime Stories, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Crime House Studios. Available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Jane Metzler, and here's what's happening. A water main break in South Philly making a mess of one neighborhood. KYW's Connor Barcon and Grace Ferry.
Not what anyone wants to see with temperatures as bitter as they have been recently. Water started gushing around 8 o'clock Friday night, and people who live near 28th and Dickinson were set into panic trying to move their cars.
Chaos. It's chaotic. It's really unfortunate, bad, it's cold out. People are going to be displaced now.
That is Michael, who told our partners at NBC 10 his basement was flooded, and neighbor Dawn says she was completely caught off guard.
This has never happened. I've never seen a water main break on this street.
Firefighters and utility workers were able to shut off the flow of water, so now a section of 28th Street is blocked off to traffic with a massive hole in the middle of the street. In Grace Ferry, Connor Barcon, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Resident physicians across the city voting on whether to unionize. This week, 1,200 postgraduate doctors employed by Einstein and Temple already voting yes. Here's KYW's Vic Raghupathy.
545 residents and fellows at Einstein voted to join the Committee of Interns and Residents Wednesday, a local of the Service Employees International Union.
Unionizing is good for the residents and also good for the patients. If we are optimizing our work conditions, that also optimizes how we can see patients. And at the end of the day, I think that's what is really important to us.
That's Dr. Matt Wynn, a third-year post-grad resident at Jefferson Einstein Hospital in North Philly.
I think people were pretty apprehensive and unsure of where to step in terms of talking about the union and whether or not they wanted to openly support it. After the I feel like people were very excited.
The Einstein residents were the second such group in the city to join CIRSEIU after UPenn doctors ratified their contract last September. Temple was the third, and the union says results from more groups are expected in the coming days. To them, Dr. Wynn says,
this is your chance to make your voice be heard and to give you, as residents, opportunity to kind of come together and make your needs known.
KYW reached out to Einstein for comment and has not heard back. Vic Raghupathy, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Two men attacked by dogs in Fairmount Park, one of them critical. KYW's Nigel Thompson has the latest.
Police are telling members of the public to avoid the area of Fairmount Park where two men in their 60s were attacked by two dogs Friday morning. One of them remains in Penn Presbyterian in critical condition, while the other was released from Lankenau Hospital later in the day. Authorities say it happened on Chamonix Drive near Greenland Drive just after 6:30. Earlier in the morning, around 2:30, officers responded to a first call about a pack of vicious pit bulls on Chamonix Drive near Ford Road, south of where the attack would take place. The officers called the animal control team, and while one of its members tried to contain one of the dogs, it knocked them over and charged at an officer. The officer fired his weapon at the dog and missed, but caused the pack to scatter to the nearby woods. That officer is now on administrative leave pending an internal investigation. Police say one dog was captured in the initial fray, and another was caught later in the afternoon at 2:30. But they say more are still on the loose and warn the public away from the area. Should they see a dog, they are advised not to engage and immediately call 911. I'm Nigel Thompson, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles fight song everywhere this weekend as the Birds get set to take on Green Bay in tomorrow's wild card game at the Link. But the song wasn't always the Eagles' anthem. Here's KYW's Mike DiNardo.
It's so ingrained in the hearts of Philly sports fans that it seems like it's been around forever, but the current Eagles fight song was only born in 1995 when Eagles pep band founder Bobby Manscher and alto sax player Brian Saunders reworked a little-known five-minute composition from the 1950s called the Eagles Victory Song. Saunders says the result was a peppy 30-second version.
We got together and we came up with an idea to, put some words, changed the words that actually were in the song itself. So that's when we actually branded Fly Eagles Fly.
They added the E-A-G-L-E-S at the end in the studio and then went tailgate to tailgate to teach fans the new lyrics. Mansher says it caught on.
I think we made a mark, but also collectively, sort of the fans, because if they didn't sing it, we wouldn't be doing it.
Of course, now the team plays the fight song after every touchdown at the link. Saunders is still pinching himself.
Oh, yes, every touchdown. Absolutely. What a thrill.
In South Philadelphia, Mike DiNardo, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
The Eagles, as we said, host the Packers, and it feels like ages ago when the Birds beat the Pack in Brazil 34-29 to open the season. Quarterback Jalen Hurts, who cleared concussion protocol yesterday, says things are a lot different now.
The reality is we've seen how we've evolved and we've progressed over the year. And so I think in all three phases we're a whole different team in terms of how efficient we've been in the run, how deadly Saquon has been, and how we've been able to play really good defense.
Kickoff tomorrow at 4:30. And that's the All Local. I'm Jane Metzler. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say, play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.